Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting. It is Friday, December 20th. We are glad you are here. We are going to talk a lot of wrestling for the next hour or so. It is Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. 5 days before Christmas. Maggie, as I start every show, how you doing?
So, okay, bear with me. This is going to be a bumpy ride.
Okie dokie.
So, Thursdays are usually my days off, but I was in my bar yesterday. One of my closest friends had a birthday, and this helped. I was supposed to be there celebrating with her, but I was working. Let's be honest. I was just working. So throughout the entire night, because our customers are regular people. You know, and a lot of them were bragging that today is their last shift for the year because they get the rest of the year off due to holidays. And that is not something you tell a bartender, because like my thoughts and prayers to everyone in the service industry, because we are going to be sacrificing our time with our family and our loved ones and our quality time with ourselves for your freaking enjoyment. You're welcome. So because there were so many of them saying that they're about to have, you know, 2 weeks off, I decided it was time to, you know, bring some justice. And I decided to throw stuff at everyone that okay. says that they're gonna have, you know, 2 weeks off. And like I feel like roughly I threw about 11 objects but like in my defense, like towel balls, like paper towel balls and like bottle caps and stuff, it wasn't anything heavy. Okay,
sure.
But I wish I threw something heavy at that one guy who, let's be honest, not my favorite, like, whatsoever. He's a douchebag. And I was like, oh, you have 2 weeks off. And he said, well, maybe find a real job then.
Oh, I bet that went over well.
To which he said, anyway, can I get a beer? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Oh, there you go.
Not well really, played. But I wish I did that. Wait, but yeah, hold on. Awful.
Time out. You're talking about spitting in the beer, right? Please.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Of course. Thank you.
That's why I did the.
Okay.
I don't have that many daddy issues, okay? Like, not that deep. It's not that
okay,
bad.
Well, I didn't pay attention to that part, so.
Yeah, let's make it clear. Yes, thank you. Yeah, so again, dark times are ahead. I hope everyone has a really, really happy, happy, merry Christmas. And I am not at all sarcastic. I promise. So guys, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you. Thank you for showing up last week for our special edition of our 3-year anniversary. We had a blast. Thank you so much. We are so lucky to have you guys. That being said, please leave a like on this very, very video. It helps us out a lot. It helps us out with the algorithm. The thing that you can do to help us out even more is after you watch this video, please leave a comment below. I cannot tell you how much this helps. If you like to support us with your money, because I like seriously, it's Christmas and nothing happens. Tipping is the most foreign word to Bulgarians, especially this time of year. So thank you so much in advance. You can send a super chat. It's the bottom of the live YouTube chat, the dollar sign. Any amount will get your question or statement read live on the air. You can send us a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds. Any opinions, any well wishes, any hugs at this time, thank you, will be greatly, greatly appreciated. Please subscribe to Fightful Select, the most awesome place to be. We have a Discord, which I'm 35. I have no idea what that means. You can vote on the Fightful Awards, which is probably my favorite thing ever. It makes me think about a lot of stuff. And a lot of interviews, a lot of different tiers that you can choose from. But yes, please subscribe to Fightful Select, the very best place to get your wrestling interviews, your wrestling news. Don't get it from people who have read it on Select and they just, you know, do some mental gymnastics and make up stuff that they most definitely did not read, but they thought they did. Because, you know, intelligence isn't something that you get from Santa. So let's go. Santa's not real, by the way.
Hey. He is. Maggie, hopefully there's no kids listening to this show, but he definitely exists. Anyways, Maggie, what is one thing other than my memory that absolutely sucks? What's one thing that I do that I have a tendency to forget? Like, what's something that I will sometimes do? I'll give you a hint. It had something to do with throwback. Well, okay. A couple of times. What? It has something to do with throwback. There's your hint.
Yes. You forget that you're not supposed to, you know.
Well,
say stuff before they're public.
Yeah. Today, I actually did a very good job. I did not say anything.
You asked? Before.
Huh? No. It's something different.
Okay.
I kept something that I wasn't supposed to say. I kept it to myself. And that's why I'm bringing a surprise on with us right now. Chris Mueller is joining us for the predictions for Ring of Honor Final Battle. But he had a surprise for us that I was not allowed to watch or play before that. So here we go. Chris, well, first off, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
See, I knew I forgot something.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Hi, Doc.
Hi.
Did you eat that meal that you made for yourself?
No, I threw it away. Of course I ate it.
Okay.
I was like, even I stopped. I'm like, what? So, all right. So here it is.
What's the thing?
You're about to see.
Yeah, I'm going to play it. Here we go.
Hello, Rob and Maggie! Yes, it is I, Harley Cameron. And your very good friend, Doc Mueller, has requested that I send you this lovely message. So here I am in all my glory. You probably, if you listen carefully, you can hear my bulldogs snoring in the background. They are having a good time. One of my dogs has a little lamb. I gave her a little lamb. I don't know if you know what lamb is, but it's just like a little fluffy lamb. And she likes to just sit on it and just chew on it. It's kind of like suck on it obsessively. And I took her to the vet and I was like, she's sucking this lamb. She just insists on falling asleep with this lamb. And the vet was like, it's because she misses the mother. It's like a teething, soothing thing. So they get it, they suck thusly, you know? So anyway, that's what's going on in my house right now. But you know what? I have been told that Maggie, you want to be my best friend. And girl, come on over. Let's do it. I'm in Orlando. I'm all my lonesome. Even though I look quite busy, when I'm at home, I'm quite bored. It's just me and Earl. Oh, God, and Earl. As you see, why are you always here? Did I say you could be here today?
Yeah, you did.
I did not. Don't listen to him at all. Anyway, we now wanted to wish you both a happy Christmas.
And New Year.
Yes, and New Year. And, Rob, I've been told that you have a bit of a crush. Mm-hmm. A little bit of crush. On
Earl.
Yes, on Earl. Yes. And how could we blame you?
Yeah.
He's very, very
sexy.
You are quite sexy, Earl. I understand why Rob has a fantasy fetish for you. But alas, this is not the right place nor the right time to discuss such things. But Rob and Maggie, truly, I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you have had a wonderful 2024. And I hope we can meet eventually. And I want you to come up to me and be like, hey, it is us. Remember the time that you shared way too much information about your dog sucking a lamb? And we were watching going, what is happening? What is this? Doc is like, Doc really shit the can on this one. This is not what we asked for or envisioned in life. But alas, here it is. Well, Merry Christmas. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. And hopefully we get to meet someday and discuss Rob's obsession with Earl. Feel the wrath of Holly Cameron. Mwah!
Oh my God.
So Merry Christmas.
I'm so happy that Rob talked because I was like, now someone needs to speak.
Oh
my
so red.
God, Rob, you're red.
Yeah, I'm so red right now. God.
You're so red right now.
I was not expecting that whatsoever.
Okay, so probably remove the white hat because it makes you look even more red. Or maybe just keep it because it's so adorable. That is so, so wholesome. That woman, yes, you are my best friend, Harley. You are my best friend now.
That as soon voice, as I saw that she had a ventriloquist dummy, I was just like, this is amazing.
Is there something that woman can do?
Apparently not.
Like, we've all praised her in-ring ability because she's been doing this for, like,
5 minutes.
Since yesterday. Yeah, for 5 minutes, and she has no right to be this good. I'm sorry. And then she has a, you know, ventriloquist dummy. And, like, but she can legitimately sing. I know she does it sarcastically, but she can do that. And I was like, why wasn't she in Taya Valkyrie's video?
That would have been great.
I mean, I was expecting her when Doc sent me the, you know, the music video. And I was like, I know, and this is exactly what I said to Doc. I know this is supposed to be, you know, a parody, but this is low-key really good. And this is, it's catchy. The video is really good. And I'm like, there's one thing that's missing, and that's Harley Cameron. Like, she would have fit perfectly in that. Yeah. Why are you such a, you know, awesome? why? And you're in Chicago and like not here. Why? Explain yourself.
Well, I apologize for that, but yeah, I just wanted to.
Your apology is not accepted. That's unacceptable.
So, well, there you go.
And is this a photo or is this from Mel?
That's a picture. That's a photo.
That's a picture. Okay, because like
That was when she faced point, Thunder Rosa and was mocking her face paint.
Yeah, the, yeah, exactly. But like that. Jesus. Okay, like the show will go downhill from here, from this point on. It's all downhill from here. Yeah. And probably my rant about Darby Allin and Will Ospreay, but like that's about it.
So let's thank you very much, Chris, for that.
This is the sweetest thing. Like Rob's cameo from one of my favorite Twin Peaks characters, and then Mark has sent me a cameo from Preston Vance, like back in the day. But I still have a crush on the guy because like his face is really, really nice. And now this is wow, Jesus.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. This is,
you're very welcome. I'll send you the file later, Maggie.
Thank you. Does Rob has it?
Yeah, I emailed it to him so he could put it in StreamYard and show
it. I didn't watch it. He told me not to watch it, so I was like, okay, I can do
well,
that.
Well, you're not that good of an actor, so I'm
well, that's why I waited until like 10 minutes before the show to send it.
Yeah.
I was like, he's gonna be too tempted to watch it.
You know me well. All right.
I don't think that Rob would have watched it.
I wouldn't have, but I would have wanted to. All right, let's get started. We got final battle predictions, and Doc's going to stay with us and do this. Tonight,
please.
Final battle taking place at the legendary Hammerstein Ballroom in New York, New York, tonight at 8 o'clock. But, of course, you have the 0 hour starting before that, so there's a lot going on. Man, this place is legendary. Like, this venue is legendary because this is where, like, I fell in love with WWE again because of watching Sean Waltman, aka the 1-2-3 Kid versus Razor Ramon, Bret Hart versus the 1-2-3 Kid, just so many other like just matches, and over time just seeing so many Ring of Honor matches take place in this building it's really cool to see getting the love again from like wrestling, and GCW has been there and they're going to be there again pretty soon. So really cool that they're at this venue, and they're not only there for tonight, they're going to be doing a taping of Dynamite and Collision there. So, or I think Collision might be live there tomorrow, but I know they're doing a taping of Dynamite as well. So just really cool that they're at the Hammerstein Ballroom. So very awesome. But
I'm happy that they get to return there. But is Collision live from there this week?
I believe it is.
I think, is Jade in the chat? She usually
she's our expert. Yeah, it looks, let's see here. Yeah, it's, well, it's live.
Yeah. Okay, Paul Driver Finisher thought that Harley Cameron was a part of the stream.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, so they're doing,
there we go.
Tomorrow they're doing AEW Christmas Collision, and then on the 22nd, they're doing Dynamite on 34th
Tapings.
Street.
Tapings,
yeah. Yep. And then New Year's Smash for AEW Rampage.
Yes.
So
now, question. Maybe you heard from Sean or something. So, like, is Rampage not done? Because the Max announcement said simulcast Rampage, Collision, and Dynamite. I thought a lot of people were under the assumption that the final Rampage of the year was, like, the last episode.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I obviously try to follow everything that we report, but maybe I just missed that. I haven't heard. I saw
there was like an, maybe he there knows. Was like initially no announcement for Rampage when they announced Dynamite and Collision with the new TV deal, and I think that had a lot of people speculating. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Well, so there's a lot of ways you can interpret that. They might have missed it out because like that's a human error, but I don't believe they did. there will also always be murmurs about Rampage going on YouTube also, but you know, it is what it is. I will not mind. Rampage has been really kicking ass lately, and they've made it into a match watching newsworthy show. And if it dies out now with it being so good lately, it's kind of, yeah.
Harley Cameron's pulling double duty tonight. She's got a Rampage match and she's got a
podcast on Fightful.
All right, let's get started here. Zero Hour taking place as well. We'll start off with that. We have the Infantry, Carly Bravo, Sean Dean, taking on Undisputed Kingdom, Matt Taven, and Mike Bennett. Chris, we'll start off with you. Who you got in this one? We'll go through the Zero Hour rather quickly. So,
I feel like the Shane Taylor Promotions guys are going to have a good night, and we're going to see the Infantry win here. I think the Undisputed Kingdom just isn't really, like, their storyline in AEW doesn't really need them to win here, so I feel like the Infantry benefits more.
Before we go to Maggie, we do have a super chat that I nearly forgot to read. Our friend Just Ricardo says, I hope you all have happy holidays, no matter what you do or how you do it. I hope it brings you joy. I wish you all prosperity and good luck. Thanks for being
unless a part it's of illegal. My
week. Rob and Max, you rule. Thank you so much for that. You mean everybody, including yourself, who are part of this show, mean the world to us.
Fans and we thank of you so coexisting. Much.
We thank you so much for being a part of this, because
I hope you have really merry holidays, Ricardo. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So thank you, and it's like sometimes we forget that we get to. Sometimes we forget that we get to have an impact on the people that listen to this show. And
speak for yourself.
Yeah, okay. Well, sometimes I forget that I have an impact on people that listen to this show. And it's very humbling when I hear that stuff. So thank you. And that goes to everybody.
This is one of the best things ever, because like it's this show is, you know, making me hang out with people I adore. And when I'm working, I'm not. So like the good thing. So thank you. Thank you so much for providing such a, you know, we provide a safe space also, because like we take no fuckery, but thank you for everyone in the chat for being so wholesome and being so understanding and for putting up with us, by the way, because sometimes we're a bit too much.
Sometimes. Eric, our good friend Eric Freed, sent us a super chat. He says, that cameo by Harley ruled. Doc, you're a great dude. Ring of Honor-wise, with Kyle O'Reilly free, do you think he is Moriarty's mystery opponent? Happy holidays.
Or if it's Bobby Fish.
Who? Bobby Fish. Interesting. I don't really know who the mystery opponent is. I kind of would think that it's somebody that's either we haven't seen in a while, or it's somebody not on the, like, somebody new on the roster. That would be kind of cool.
You know what would be the funniest there possible answer?
What's that?
Effie.
Yeah.
Oh my, no.
But I think Bonker. Okay, well, this is the second funniest one. That's the second funniest.
Corey.
One. But this one I think might be the right one. And I just that that might
Jordan
be right
Grace.
Bandito.
Jordan Grace coming into AEW and winning the ROH Pure title from Moriarty would be a crazy way to end 2024, considering everyone expects her to go to WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well. Mike Bailey. Well, that would make me that would make me watch Ring of Honor, because Chris and Rob will have to be carrying this Ring of Honor prediction show, because I have been boycotting Ring of Honor ever since, you know, it has no champions on there. And because, like, what's the point of watching that show? And I've been kind of mad at Ring of Honor because it used to be my favorite. And but pay-per-views are always great. A final battle is probably my favorite Ring of Honor show.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick the Undisputed Kingdom because I'm not a turncloak.
Yeah, I'm going with Undisputed Kingdom as well. So we got.
I've also barely been watching ROH, Maggie, so I only know, like, the main stories.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so we go on to our next one. Lee Johnson and EJ Nuduka taking on Gates of Agony. Maggie, let's start with you. Who you got?
Well, haven't the Gates of Agony have been having, you know, a bunch of wins on Ring of Honor, or am I not? They have, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like this is a way to continue for them to be on a, you know, on a winning streak. So I'm going to go with Gates of Agony. Oh, Khan has deserved to be, you know, on a winning streak for a while now. So, yes.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm going with Gates of Agony for sure. I think they're... I like those guys. They're good.
Yeah, I really wish AEW had done more with them when they were doing the thing with Brian Cage, but now he's off with Don Callis and Lance Archer. But yeah, I like the Gates of Agony. I think Toa Leona is a super talented dude. Like, whenever he gets in the ring and starts going crazy, it's so much fun to watch. So yeah, Gates of Agony for sure.
All right, let's move on.
Can move on. Next.
Harley
the
Cameron?
Pre-show match you know, there's another pre-show match.
Yeah,
Harley the Dark Cameron? Order. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You want to go to that one? Dark Order versus the Grizzled Young Veterans.
Yes, I was asking, hey, where are the Grizzled Young Veterans? And they've been up, obviously, on the Ring of Honor.
Well, I know who Maggie's taking.
Yeah, I'm not taking Dark Order, but because I love Dark Order, but the grizzled young veterans to be recognized. That is a horrible accent. I'm so sorry. I hope that wasn't offensive. Yeah, so I would like to see Grizzled Young Veterans on AEW, please. And why haven't they been the ones feuding with Death Riders? Because I want to see Grizzled Young Veterans versus Claudio and Pac. That's what I want to see. Because give me and take all my money, which is not much, but take it. Just
yeah. Doc, what about you?
Yeah, GYV. I mean, Dark Order getting a win here would be very random. Like, even I know that, without watching much Ring of Honor, even I know that they're not exactly being pushed.
Yep, I agree. All right, we move on to our next match. Harley Cameron, if I butcher this name, I'm sorry, but Hanako? No way in hell I'm ever going against Harley Cameron. So there. Maggie?
Well, I'm biased from now on, so I'm going to pick Harley Cameron.
I mean, yeah, she's got two matches tonight. She's not beating Willow, but I do think she will win here. And I think, has Harley ever won a singles match?
I'm sure she has.
Let's find out.
Please.
Because I think she's probably won a couple tag matches with Saraya at some point or something like that. But I would love, if she hasn't, I would love for her first win to be on a pay-per-view like that. Even if it is the pre-show.
She's won a triple threat match. Oh, that's outside of AEW, so I'm not going to do that one. She defeated Viva Van on Ring of Honor Honor Club, episode 77. She beat Trish Adora on a Ring of Honor Club episode.
Okay, yeah, there okay. You go. So she's won a couple.
Yeah, so she's won.
Trish Adora, seriously?
Yeah, she won a dark match on AEW Dark. Against Mafioso. Mm-hmm. Mafioso. She has a couple wins here and there.
Okay.
Wow, AEW Dark. That's going back.
Yeah. So, we move on.
To the main card.
Yep. Main card. I think this match must have been added last night because I didn't know about it until just right now. Shibata taking on the Dynamite Kid, Tommy Billington.
Yes. I don't know when it was added, but like I'm seeing it on the card. So, I'm going to go with Shibata here. Shibata almost murdered Nick Wayne this week on Dynamite, so I just want to see him murder some more people.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, this feels random. I mean, I don't know if they built up to it at all, but it'll probably be fun, and it will probably end with Shibata winning.
Okay. I think Shibata wins as well. I do. We do have a Humper Chat, our friend Throwback.
Sends. Throwback's here in the chat, too.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome. He goes, hola, Feliz Navidad. I always say it's Phyllis Navidad.
Who's Phyllis?
Who the hell is Phyllis Navidad and what the hell does she want? Anyways, NXT was amazing live. Do you guys think that it translated well on TV? Then the crowd. Fun to see Paige bring up historical parts of the Lowell Memorial Auditorium. Just know I lost my smile. Love you guys. Yeah, I thought that was really cool when somebody brought that up. That was the place where Shawn Michaels said that's where he lost his smile, too. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I hope that it was really... Throwback, were you there?
Yeah, live? He was there.
Yes, okay. Yep. Okay, you were there live.
You can see him on camera, too. Fourth throw, he's wearing a Santa stocking hat. Or Santa hat.
Was that Throwback? Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Oh, sweetie, you were there. I hope you enjoyed NXT a lot. The things I like about NXT are good, but like the things I hate about NXT, I hate a lot. And that's, you know, I hate with passion. You know, the Ashanti, the Adonis, and the Carmen thing. I wish it would die in a fire. Like, that entire storyline, it is not for me. I mean, oh, you're hugging my bro. Hell no. And just leave. After she was dumb enough to think that he shoved her out of the way on, you know, because he didn't like her and not because he was trying to save her from Nikita Lyons. And then the stupid double pin between Trick Williams and Eddie Thorpe this week, which if they played this correctly, because I don't know if Eddie Thorpe's shoulder was supposed to be up because it was a bit up. And he would have had a legitimate reason to be even more pissed off now. But like it was a really weird thing because like they did that on Raw. And, you know, it's just fucking stop it, man. But I'm sure that because Rob went to see Deadline And me attending an NXT pay-per-view is indeed in my to-do list. Because NXT will always be in my heart, no matter the periods that it's going through. NXT 2.0, NXT weird rainbow stuff and everything. NXT will always have a place in my heart, and I will pop immensely for NXT. But I hope you enjoyed the show. I don't know, because I don't pay much attention to the crowd. It either has to be extremely silent or extremely hyped in order for me to acknowledge the crowd. But I hope you had a blast.
Yeah, it was a good show. I thought it was a good show. The crowd wise, I don't really pay attention unless it's something that stands obvious. So it was good because I heard cheering and stuff. So yeah, like I heard like this is awesome and stuff like that. So I thought it was a good crowd, but I'm glad you went and glad you had a good time. And yeah, so I'm glad, mm-hmm. I'm glad you went. And yeah, so we will move on to our next. Oh, there was something that just came up that I have to show you. This just what popped happened? Up on social media.
Oh, no.
Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter. He was a former presidential candidate, but she posted this. Leave her alone. A Florida woman has been accused of driving a motorized shopping cart through a Target while drinking wine from the bottle and eating sushi and cinnamon rolls. And it's the mugshot of Becky Lynch from her feud with Ronda Rousey.
Leave her alone.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
That's amazing. She's also on one of Chris's favorite TV shows, The View. So there's that.
I miss Becky.
We all do.
Chris didn't say a word about that comment, so
no, I'm just gonna skip right over that.
Yeah. All right.
Let's just move on.
Yep. I popped myself on that one. Anyways. Oh, we forgot one match on never mind. That's on the regular card anyways. QT Marshall versus Jay Lethal.
I love QT Marshall. I hope he wins, but I know Jay Lethal will get the win here.
Chris?
Yeah, I just don't see Marshall needing or getting the win for any particular reason. And
yeah,
it feels like it's been a while since they did anything with Lethal, and I'm fine with that, but you know, gotta throw him a bone once in a while.
I'm actually gonna go with QT.
I hope you're right.
They're gonna start some kind of maybe new story with Jay Lethal, maybe where he gets maybe like a newer heel turn. Like, I mean, he's kind of seemed like a face more than anything lately. So maybe kind of give him an edge again with QT beating him is a way to do.
Could have been worse. This could have been Jeff Jarrett. So
maybe there's still time. Anyways, no. Yeah, so we got that.
Just as long as the Costco guy and his kid don't show up, I'll be fine.
Atlantis Jr. taking on Mansoor.
You go, Mansoor.
Yeah, Mansoor.
Maximum male models should win everything.
Yep, and I can't pick against him, so it's part of my FIFO contract.
Yes.
And I mean... Madden's going to be down there ringside, I'm sure. So it'll probably be a bunch of flippy stuff from Atlantis, and then Mansoor will cheat and win.
Hopefully.
Yep. I have, like I said, Mansoor. So Ring of Honor Pure Championship Open Challenge. We talked about this already. Lee Moriarty versus a mystery opponent. I think it's Speedball Mike Bailey now, but who knows? I mean, I think that's a logical choice now.
Listen, I will always advocate for Josh Woods to be pure champion. I just feel like this is his championship, man. Like, break him away from that stupid thing that we're doing with the athletes and everything. I kind of feel like Josh Woods deserves a lot more, and he's one of the most underrated wrestlers that they have in that entire company, AEW and Ring of Honor combined. I just want to see the Pure Championship back on Josh Woods. I feel like this is where it belongs. And I know it's not going to be Josh Woods, because if it were going to be Josh Woods, it wasn't going to be a to-be-determined thing. But I just hope that 2025 is Josh Woods' year. That's all I'm going to say. And if it's not Mike Bailey, Samoa Joe, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd be okay with that.
Chris? I can't remember where it was. It might have been on Between Two Beards or something like that. But I had said that
those guys.
Yeah. I had said that I want Josh Woods to join the Death Riders, because, like, you know, they're eventually gonna either kick you to out.
Oh my god, I'm coming.
Jesus, Maggie.
Sufi.
Josh Woods in the Death Riders.
Like, imagine Moxley using Woods to kick you to out. Like, he brings in Woods and then he just destroys you to.
I don't care.
God. Good God. Wow. Oh, man. All right.
I'm not even sorry.
No, that's okay. You don't need to be.
I know.
Ring of Honor TV Championship Survival of the Fittest.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Okay. Hope you're okay there.
Sorry. I was coughing. I tried to mute the mic. I guess it didn't work.
I think that you're plugged into the wrong mic. I feel like your headset is your microphone.
Well, my headset's always my microphone.
Oh, okay.
So we got the Ring of Honor TV Championship, Survival of the Fittest, Brian Cage defending his title against AR Fox, Willie Mack, Commander Blake Christian, and Mark Davis. I think Brian Cage retains here.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
This is nothing bad about the others. Blake Christian was probably the first indie guys that I started following after his short run in the in Impact's oh my god, the division in Impact.
X Division.
Oh my god, I've been boycotting TNA for so long because of their weird politics now that I forgot about the X Division. Yeah, so Blake Christian was one of the people that impressed me immensely. So also Commander Willie Mack, Mark Davis, like all one of my favorite wrestlers, but Brian Cage is gonna retain. Like, I don't know if he's been doing anything worthy with the TV title for Ring of Honor, because again, I haven't been watching. But I'm gonna go with Brian Cage.
Okay. So yeah, I got Brian Cage as well. So we will move on to our next one here. Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship, Texas Bull Rope Match, The Righteous.
Oh, my God.
Taking on Sammy Guevara and Dustin Rhodes.
Okay, who's with me? Like, all, like, prayer circle for Vincent to pin Sammy Guevara. Not even kidding.
You know, the thing
it's the
is
righteousest time. I don't know. Is that tag team working for anyone? You know, with
it's a weird
Dustin,
team, but...
Dustin and Sammy, like.
I mean, it feels like it was done strictly to give Guevara something to do, because Dustin was already doing stuff with the Von Erichs. You know, like, he didn't need another thing, but he was available, I guess. But yeah, I would be total. I would love the Righteous to win, but I don't think they're going to.
Yeah. Well, not with that attitude.
Sorry.
Yep. So I have the Righteous winning here.
Thank you.
Before, like, I move on to the next match, Fightful Select reported a name that is in New York City at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
So, are you gonna blow?
No,
it
I'm
up.
Not gonna say who it is. So okay, you can check out Fightful Select.
You subscribe $5 a month.
And if you're in chat and you already read it, don't put it in there, please, because some people actually like.
Yeah, don't put it. Don't put it in there.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it if you don't. But I mean, I could totally see Sons of Texas winning this too. I don't know.
We'll Throwback, see. I hope you have a wonderful day at work. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
See you, man. Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, too. Yeah, so we move on.
It's my favorite doggo. Thank you, Chris.
Ring of Honor Women's TV Championship. Red Velvet taking on Layla Hirsch, defending her title, Red Velvet.
So I had a bunch of Red Velvet cake last night, and I did the... Rob,
I'm so perverted, man. I'm so sorry.
It's so not me this time.
I know. I apologize.
Cake.
I gotcha.
Cake.
I know. I gotcha.
So I don't want to tell the story now because it's gonna sound even more.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. It's all good.
Am I fine? Am I fine though? Okay. So
yes.
I really wanted to do the stir it up thing with the cake and everything and with the dance and stuff, and everyone was just looking at me weird, and I'm like, I have no friends. No one knows what the stir it up, thing is, and like, I hate him. Thank you for joining my TED Talk. I low-key want to see Layla Hirsch holding a championship, but I'm going to go with Red Velvet.
Bryn asked, was that Red Velvet cake as good as the one I posted?
I don't think that ever will be as everything, anything will ever be as good as all the things that you post food-wise on social media, sweetie. There is one con in all of those that I'm not in them. Stuff in my face. You so, and Doc, seriously, with your food. Jesus.
I got Red Velvet.
Okay. Doc?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you, Maggie. I would love Layla to win. I think she's long overdue. I mean, that year-long injury really... stalled her progress, because she was doing great on AEW television before that.
She really was.
I'm like split here, because Red Velvet hasn't had the title a super long time, but it wouldn't exactly be like a short reign if she lost it either. So I'm officially picking Red Velvet, but like deep down I'm hoping Layla wins, to be honest with you.
All right. The Ring of Honor World Championship, Chris Jericho defending his title against Matt Cardona. I think Matt Cardona is going to win this title.
Oh, he's ready. Do it. Okay. So Chris Jericho popped in at GCW most recently, and I was like, okay, so I know why he's doing that, because of like all the shenanigans that happened with Ricky Starks and everything and Effie. I kind of feel like Chris Jericho wanted to repair stuff. And he was like, let me just fix this. And like, you know, with you know, the whole situation with AEW and GCW. I think that this benefited GCW a lot. People like me would have preferred to see Ricky Starks, but you can never underestimate the name value for that Chris Jericho has. I hope to God Matt Cardona beats his ass. And honestly, I just... Is AEW shop selling Matt Cardona merch?
Yes.
So this means nothing. It doesn't mean that they're about to sign the guy and everything. This doesn't mean anything. But if this does end up being reality, I'm just going to cry a bit. Fingers crossed. I don't know if Ring of Honor will be getting a TV deal. Is there any news about the subject?
There hasn't been lately, but I think they're still trying.
I feel like people underestimate Matt Cardona, and I feel like he's going to be an awesome champion on television. He has been having a lot of, you know, experience with live television behind his back, so that's always going to be a positive. I'm going with Mark Cardona. You know, a champion family, along with his wife, Chelsea Green, being inaugural U.S. champ.
Yep. Longest reigning U.S. women's champion ever.
Yes, absolutely.
I was just going to say, when she had won that, he posted something about being one half of the women's United States champion.
That's so good.
So if he wins the title, that makes Chelsea one half of the ROH world champion.
Yes. And I hope she says that on social media.
That would be great. But yeah, I'm picking Cardona because I'm hoping it's Cardona.
Yes. We are putting it out into the universe.
Yeah. Manifesting or whatever.
Yes. Yes. That thing you said.
All right. Move on.
But like the main event, is it time? Is it time?
Main event time. Main event time. We go to the main event, Ring of Honor Women's World Championship, Athena defending her title against Billy Starks.
Yes, Billy this Starks is my question. Is it time?
Yeah, it's time.
So it's time. It's already time. Oh my god. I kind of, now that it's here, I don't know if I can take it, because like Athena has been probably the only great awesome thing on Ring of Honor. There's been good things and awesome things on Ring of Honor, but this has always been the solid awesome thing. And if she's going to be a figure on AEW Dynamite, I hope that she dethrones Mercedes Moné for that TBS championship. I feel like she's going to do wonders. That match is going to be so good, and I cannot wait to see it. Okay, Boris, if this doesn't happen now, I'm coming for you.
Boris,
not in
Johnson,
a good way.
You're in trouble.
Not in a good
Maybe,
way.
Maybe, depending on.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah, I'm very torn, because it's been the Athena show for 2 years. Like, she has held that brand up on her shoulders. Meanwhile, like, every other ROH title has been defended on an AEW pay-per-view at least once. Hers never is. Like, it feels a little unfair in a way. So I'm glad that her and Billy are getting the main event here. And yeah, they've told a very long story with Athena and they Billy. Mm-hmm. And Billy came up short first time around, and she's learned a lot. And now you have to put the title on her, because if you don't put it on her now, you devalue her character a lot.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct here.
So yeah, I do think it would be great if we were ending the night with two new world champions, but I think it's going to be at least one with Billy.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, so that's our Ring of Honor predictions. Doc, I want to say thank you so much for...
everything!
Maggie, you want to give them the line?
Plug your shit, please, and thank you for being, you know, present and born and Merry Christmas and all that crap.
Well, thank you. You can find all my work on Bleacher Report, where I will be covering Final Battle tonight. You can mostly find me on Blue Sky these days at Doc Chris Mueller. You can still follow me on Twitter at @BR_Doctor. And yeah, I'll be watching our girl Harley Cameron hopefully get a W tonight. Probably not against Willow, but definitely.
No.
Hopefully against Hanako, or I think that's how you say her name.
Okay, Hanako.
Before Doc leaves, read Ryan's super chat because it's about him.
Okay,
we'll do that.
Yes.
That dog shouldn't be smoking a cigar. It's unhealthy.
Yeah, dog. Hey, what's the dog's name? Is it Steven?
I don't know. It's not my dog.
It kind of looks like a Steven or a Steve.
It definitely has like a normal guy's name.
Yeah, Steve. Steven's a bit more formal. Steve.
Steve.
Steve!
All right, guys. Well, thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
And
happy thank holidays. You. You wonderful, wonderful piece of human being. I hope you get a red panda.
That would be great. But yeah, I'll post the Harley thing on social media soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Peace out, man. Merry Christmas. Maggie, you ready for a little Cooper Effect action?
I am ready for a little Cooper Effect.
All right, let's do this.
I hope you guys are ready to cry. Because you're not here to have a good time. You're here to cry. Okay, so listen up. I almost closed the window, by the way, and I would have left the stream, and then you would have cried for real. So, okay, so people in Russia have succeeded in restoring tiger populations in a region where they were virtually absent for more than 15 years now. So it took a decade, but more than a dozen members of the largest subspecies of the world's largest feline are now roaming the wild once more. The results were published in a study, the results of which the authors say provide a potential framework for reintroductions of tiger and other large felines across the globe. But along with providing the framework for rearing cubs in semi-captive conditions and preparing them for the wild, the study presented another fascinating phenomenon, a love story. So in the two tigers' names that I hope that Rob is showing you the picture. Yes. So the two tigers' names are Boris and Svetlana. So for you guys, this is Boris, but it's not pronounced Boris, it's Boris. So there are two unrelated Amur tigers who were part of the six original orphans released into the wild in 2014. During the following year, as the scientists watched their GPS collars ping their locations onto computer screens, they witnessed a magical act of love and devotion that would make all the love scenes and love stories just fade. So in 2015, a year after the release, over 100 miles apart, the scientists watched as Bruce began walking in virtually a straight line directly north. Day after day, he continued his march until his paws had chewed up 120 miles, stopping where Svetlana had made a den. So 6 months later, a little Amur kittens were born. So the New York Times reporting on the story said that the two tigers had been rescued from completely different parts of the mountains, but grew up in captivity together in the facility that reared the six tigers. Something special must have bloomed between them during those growing days. So apparently, two adorable Russian tigers can find love in the world, and Rob and I can't. So.
Man, that's a pretty cool story. But let's get rid of that. There we go. Man, that's cool. Maggie, what'd you think of AEW Dynamite?
I hated it.
So, you mean to tell me that when Darby beat
Will Okay, Ospreay, I this to... is okay. This is a really hurtful subject. Okay. Because I have a bunch of questions when it comes to the Continental Classic.
Okay.
Why? Okay, first of all, I adore Mark Briscoe. I really do. He beat Daniel Garcia. And then he beat Kyle Fletcher. Why? Is he low-key going to win the Continental Classic?
I don't know.
Because if he's not, why are you giving those wins to Mark Briscoe? Having in mind that those are two people that have been protected on AEW television. This is Kyle Fletcher, probably one of the most over people. And okay, no, over isn't the right word here to use here, but his important, his storylines are interesting, captivating. His in-ring ability is just, you can compare it to the great ones. And I do feel like Kyle Fletcher is the future of AEW. And he hadn't lost a match in a while. And then he lost to Mark Briscoe. Again, I adore Mark. Did he have one win on last year's Continental Classic? Was that the thing? Did he have only one win? My memory sucks, and that's why I need information about that. And
I will look.
Dealing with that, I was like, okay, I'm sure that they have some plans, and I'm sure that there is a reason for that. And then Ospreay versus Darby Allin happens. And believe me when I say this, the match was freaking awesome. It got a holy shit chant even before it started. Again, every time when I talk about Darby, his in-ring ability, I don't like it because I'm scared and I'm afraid of the guy, for the guy, and this is not what I want to be experiencing when I'm watching wrestling. I understand that there's a certain adrenaline when you watch those kinds of wrestlers, but it's like every match is a hardcore match back in the day with a hardcore title and like people not giving a crap about their body. And of course, I'm kind of biased because it's Will Ospreay. And not only that, but like he beat him clean. Like no one interfered or anything. He beat the guy, like he gave him. So Will Ospreay delivered a Styles Clash from the apron to the floor outside. Then Darby Allin beat the 10 count. Will Ospreay delivered a cutter. Darby kicked out of that. He delivered two coffin drops. And then he pinned Will Ospreay. And like my jaw was on the floor. I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, okay, so I hated Christmas anyway, but like fuck Christmas now because it's canceled, it's ruined. Santa isn't real, God doesn't exist. What? Why? Like, what is? If there were gods on this earth, they wouldn't be letting Darby Allin pin Will Ospreay. I'm kind of kidding here, but only kind of. I know, and there's another thing. Like, I hope Darby realizes just how incredibly hard it is to climb Mount Everest, and he has to have a spine to do that. Why is he delivering coffin drops on the aprons, like that spot where the other person moves out of the way, and Darby lands on the apron? Why are you doing that on free television? Like, stop doing that. Like, you know Jeff Hardy, like how his body is crumbling from all those Swanton bombs? Like, don't do that, please. Just, I know that you're young, you're a skateboarder, and like it's all cool and everything, but please stop doing that. Like, the weaker you are, the more afraid I will be for you, because you're going to climb Mount Everest and there's nothing in this world that can stop him. I'm sure no force in this world will stop Darby Allin from climbing Mount Everest, and this terrifies me. And I'm just saying, if Darby Allin says, hey, come to think of it, I don't think climbing Mount Everest is a good idea, so I'm not going to do it. So if he decides to do that, I promise you, the people that will judge you for this live in their mother's basement, have never touched a girl, and jacking off to Harley Cameron, probably. Like, which, it's, we all do that, but like, that's, you get my point. Yeah. No normal person will judge you, Darby. Just don't do it, and like, I just live, okay? Just fucking live. Yeah. So he's supposed to be climbing Mount Everest, yet they're still putting him over, and I don't understand, man. It's Darby Allin and it's Will Ospreay, and why? Just tell me why. This is more than a heartbreak. Just tell me why.
I really can't tell you, because I was just surprised myself. Answering your question from earlier, Mark Briscoe did only win one match last year in the Continental Classic. It was against Jay Lethal. But I don't know. It's just, I hate using the term, it is what it is, but I was just surprised more than anything. I don't see that direction, like them going that direction, but maybe they're just trying to keep it close. And if that's what they're doing, okay. But I think in the long run, I don't think it helps them, you know? So. Getting that L, I don't like it.
I understand that I will forever be biased because it's Will Ospreay and it's also Darby Allin. I've been more than vocal on this show that I'm not the biggest Darby person, and this isn't me saying that Darby Allin isn't a good wrestler. I swear to God, I say this every time because I want to make it clear. I don't like Darby because of the way he wrestles. I know that it's entertaining. But what fascinates me more and what fascinates me most about Darby is to see what he evolves into in 5 to 10 years, because he cannot do this type of wrestling for long. So I want to see what he morphs into after this. He also looks exactly like one of my old boyfriends, and he broke my heart, and I cannot look at him. So that's...
Well, that can do it. Anything else you liked from Dynamite?
Okay, let's see. Okay, so... Oh, yeah, Shelton Benjamin versus Beast Mortals was absolutely, absolutely amazing. Once again, you know, acknowledging my point that Shelton Benjamin needs to win the whole tournament. And I know he's not going to, but, like, the fact that he was eyeing the TNT championship, this is awesome, because, like, when he held that championship, and I'm like, okay, it was made for him. Mm-hmm. TNT championship was made for Shelton Benjamin. Fight me. It's gonna look so good on him. Just do that. I understand. I myself would like to see Daniel Garcia have a lengthier title reign and more meaningful title reign. But tell me that the match between Daniel Garcia and Shelton Benjamin isn't gonna be so, so awesome. And, like,
yeah,
I'm so glad to be seeing that out of Shelton Benjamin, because the moment he starts yelling and hyping himself up and starts delivering those released German suplexes, and I'm like, that's wrestling.
Yep.
Where was that in WWE? And, like, damn it. And that's not necessarily their fault, because WWE have used talent that AEW hasn't. So, like, that's,
yeah,
you know. Speaking of which, Penta.
Yeah.
Who's obviously showing up. Yes. Because we had a whole zero thing. That was
the vignette
crossed out.
That aired on Raw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a zero. I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, I think that's obvious. That's what they're hinting at. But I thought that was really cool.
I can't wait to see what he does. I'm so hyped. Every time, you know, a wrestler moves to another, to another company, I'm always excited to see what they portray him as. And this was something that I said years ago during the old regime, when, you know, certain episodes of Raw and SmackDown were borderline unwatchable. And I was watching what the Lucha Brothers were doing over at AEW. And I'm like, if the Lucha Brothers were in WWE under Vince McMahon's, power, they would have been running around with pinatas around the ring, because this is how he looked at, luchadors. And I can't wait to see what he does. I can't wait to see that merch sales.
Now we got some breaking news. It has been announced that SmackDown is indeed going 3 hours.
Oh, fuck!
Starting in... Let's see here. I can tell you in just a second. In 2025.
Fucking vinegar piss on crappy cake eaten by really, really awful people in the jail cell.
Okay, that's the first one. But I'm trying to see.
I don't want a 3 hour SmackDown. Are you fucking kidding me? No.
So SmackDown going 3 hours. I don't know if WWE sent a press release or what.
Okay, but... is Raw gonna be 2 hours or 3 hours?
That I don't know yet.
Because no one's talking about that. Because, like, everyone just assumed that Raw was going to be a 3 hour show when it started on Netflix. But, like, no one said that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm really sad. 3 hour SmackDown? Hell no. That's stupid.
I'm just going to look at my
email. Okay, I think it's stupid now, but like if they actually put in the effort, if it's SmackDown has been really enjoyable and it's been going through smoothly because it's 2 hours and it's a bunch of fun 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it, because Raw, when it went to 2 hours, I know that it chopped off a chunk of time that was made for the women. But like, you can obviously make 2 hours work with women also on the show. It's just that you don't want to. But like, 2 hour Raws have been, you know, going by smoothly and I almost don't sense them, and I've been enjoying a 2 hour Raw. Damn it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kid, it sucks. Do you know what doesn't kind of suck though? And that's a
WWE confirmed it. So
okay.
SmackDown continues to air on USA Network every Friday at 7 p.m. Central in the U.S. At the start of 2025, SmackDown will expand to 3 hours, starting with the January 3rd episode from Phoenix, Arizona. So they're starting with a bang.
Great.
All right. Well, since we were talking about SmackDown, let's go ahead and talk about something that, as you can see on our YouTube thumbnail, something I wanted to talk about. This impressive WWE Netflix card that they are working on. I mean, it's already feeling like a PLE. I mean, you got...
I mean, it's more of a premium live event than Saturday night main event was.
Yeah, it is. Just, and they're making it a big deal, and I like that they're making it a big deal. I mean, you're going to have CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. You know, so you have the...
If Punk wins, we riot.
So, yeah, I guess that's how Maggie feels. So, but, I mean, I thought they were saving that for Mania, but, or at least the Royal Rumble. And they might still, you know, like, but this is a way just to get that first match out of the way. It's interesting, to say the least. What are your thoughts on that being announced for Netflix?
I thought that we know with this past Monday Night Raw, because a lot of stuff happened and, you know, the walls broke down and they started punching each other. You know, because of the most... Okay, so they exchange pretty harsh things to each other. And then Seth Rollins brings up all the times he main event in WrestleMania, and this triggers Punk.
Yeah.
This triggers Punk. And at this point, I'm pretty sure that people are chanting CM Punk just for the sake of chanting CM Punk.
Okay.
Yeah, because... You can't tell me. I understand Punk needed to win the Drew McIntyre feud. I understand that. But he should absolutely 100% lose the Seth Rollins feud. Sue me. This is a CM Punk fan saying this. I'm not even kidding. Seth Rollins needs to win this. And I know that over the years, I have turned into a bigger Seth Rollins fan than I am a CM Punk fan. I legitimately have. Because Seth Rollins put in the work. And this is exactly what he said. He said that during the time that Punk was gone, he put the company on his back, the same company that Punk wished that it would fail. And because Drew McIntyre wanted Seth to, you know, to join his United Front against Sammy and everyone and everything else. But like Seth Rollins refused because he said, you know, when I was battling, you know, Roman Reigns, the people who stood next to me were Sammy and Jay. So I don't know if the six-man tag team match that we discussed last week is going to happen. It's still a pretty cool idea in my head. But this match, oh man. I guess I'm pretty hyped. The Monday Night Raw debuted on Netflix is low-key really, you know, I'm really, really looking forward to that. And the thing that's bugging me is that they do not let you forget about that. You know, 2 minutes passed and they will remind you that Raw is going on Netflix. Did you know
that
Raw is going on Netflix? And it's kind of pissing me off, but I know what I get why they're doing that. The show is going to be absolutely brutal, though, because we are going to get Solo Sikoa versus Roman Reigns, too.
Yeah, for the Ula or
Ufalafa.
Thank you.
I had to admit to myself that something that LA Knight said on SmackDown made me laugh so hard that I almost choked on my coffee. Ufalafa. It's the stupidest thing ever, and I'm a child, and I laughed a lot. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, so they added that match, and now you also have a championship match between Rhea and Liv, and John Cena.
Stop.
John Cena will be there as well. So.
17 days until John Cena comes back. Yes. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. This is a really, really exciting Monday Night Raw. And I'm sure that they're going to go all in. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to see Becky Lynch back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you got your book. That's cool.
Yes. So another thing that happened, so Saturday night main event, it was an okay show, correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
Cody
versus Kevin Owens. Genuine thoughts on the match. Gimme. Give me your genuine thoughts on the match.
I thought it was a really entertaining match. I thought it was good. I think we said it last week how we wanted Kevin Owens to win. I think Clown's right, though. It was more like Saturday night commercials.
Yes.
There was a ton of commercials.
I understand that you guys were not having a good time with those commercials.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It just wasn't a great time for that. But that's the drawback with them being on network TV. There's way too many commercials. But, you know, the match was good. It was solid. I had a feeling, like, from the get-go, like we stated, that Rollins was going to win. But,
Cody Rhodes
was going to win.
Yes.
But it was overall a good match. And Kevin Owens is the best thing going right now in WWE heel-wise, in my opinion.
Okay, so I'm going to target all the Cody crybabies out there.
Oh, okay.
I'm really curious to see what kind of mental gymnastics you guys are going to do in order to excuse Cody for winning the match the way he did.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point, too. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, so, like, Kevin Owens, because you guys want to make, you know, Kevin Owens the bad guy here, but, like, he has all the legitimate reasons to be mad at Cody, in my point of view. So he gets a chair because he doesn't care about the match. He cares, you know, a lot about hurting Cody. And the only, the reason why he wants to win the championship from Cody is because it's going to make him suffer. Also, Cody Rhodes came out with a replica of the Winged Eagle belt. And Kevin Owens with that title belt is going to look so good because it's going to be double the in your faceness.
In the stuff. Face.
Yeah. In the face. So he gets a chair, but because the ref is knocked out and the ref couldn't count to 15,000 after Kevin Owens gave Cody a stunner. He won the match. There's no wonder to count because Cody hit the ref. Cody bumped into the ref. It wasn't Kevin Owens' fault. You're lying if you're saying it was Kevin Owens' fault. So
yeah.
Kevin Owens decides to bring in a chair because like he already won the match. Like in our hearts, Kevin Owens already won the match. So what happens is that Cody takes advantage and delivers a crossroads on the chair to Kevin Owens, gets rid of the evidence in the ring, and surprise, surprise, the ref is okay now, so he could count.
Yeah.
So that's dumb, and that's stupid, and Cody's a cheater. So Kevin Owens fessed up and delivered the package pile driver to Cody for the first time in his WWE career. He used the package pile driver, which was one of his finishers. And everyone was stunned. And what happened was he took the championship that Cody had. And then this is all happening after the show was over. It was over broadcasting on television. I understand why WWE didn't want to show the package pile driver being delivered on national television, but then they replayed it on the shows, which are my questions. Like if you're gonna do so much character development for Kevin Owens even more, because it shows that they're incredibly invested in the character of Kevin Owens right now, and Kevin Owens has always been kicking ass as a heel. Like his best work. I enjoy Kevin Owens immensely when he's a face because he's that face, but like he's so good as a heel. So what happened was Triple H got in his face and got into an argument. And I'm like, are they giving us Kevin Owens versus Triple H at WrestleMania? Because I would like to, so probably not because of all of Triple H's health issues. I'm going to assume that he won't ever have a match again in ring match. But like I'm 100% sure that means so much to Kevin Owens to have this kind of heat with Triple H himself. And I feel like Kevin Owens is having the time of his life because he gave him Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania. They're giving him this now and I feel like he's having fun. I feel like he's having fun.
I think so. I mean, just based off how everything's been going, and I like his character a lot right now. And I've always liked his character, though, so.
I love the fact that his character, no matter if he's a face or a heel, his character is always telling the truth. He's always telling the truth, and he's always filling up logic gaps in creative, which is something that your workers aren't supposed to be doing, but they're kind of doing it because they're awesome at their job and what they do. So Kevin Owens will always have a really big place in my heart because I've been saying this for years now. If you don't like Kevin Owens, you're wrong.
I agree.
Yes.
With that, but yeah. Well, should we head out now, Maggie?
Yes, absolutely. I need to sleep and hopefully at least for, more than 5 hours. So, yes, thank you, Rob. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter if you guys are still doing that at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK, on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK.BlueSkyCrap and whatever. Thank you. Yes, he gave the Universal Championship in 2016 after betraying, everyone. he Seth basically he basically gave him that. Yes, but like this is exactly why Triple H takes to heart everything that Kevin Owens is doing, because he put all his faith into Kevin Owens, and I suppose that this is a part of the storyline that they're about to tell, because Triple H does that in the ring a lot. Thank you guys for joining us so much. Thank you for your support. Please leave a like on the video and leave a comment under the podcast is over. It helps us out a lot in the algorithm. But Rob, please plug your shit too.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram and Threads at Fightful Rob, and on Blue Sky at robwilkins.bluesky.blah blah blah. I can never remember what it is. But we want to say thank you again, and we hope you have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas. And thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next week, a week from today. Same time, same bat channel, right here on Fightful Overbooked. And means the world to us. Thank you again, Chris, for the Harley Cameron video and making me so red, like... ridiculously. Thank you. I'm shocked. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That is one of the most fun Christmas presents ever. Thank you so much. Yeah. Have a wonderful Merry Christmas, guys, I suppose. Please hug your loved ones, hug your parents, hug your kids, hide your wife. Wait. Oh, it was hide, not hug. Okay.
Yeah, like hide your wife. What? Huh?
Okay.
That's,
okay. Yes. Have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you get all the wonderful Christmas presents, and they don't need to be material.
Material's okay. Nice if it's green and has, and you can use it at places. I'm talking about cash, but there you go. I'm joking. Like, you know what I mean. Guys, I'm going to shut up now. But we want to say thank you so much for everything. And we will see you guys next week. And, you know, sometimes it can be hard being around family during the holidays. But just, you know what you have to do. You just have to...
sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. There you go. Peace out, everyone. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.